From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Martin, in for Rachel Miro. County clerks across California can begin issuing same-sex marriage licenses a little sooner. That's the word from the State Office of Vital Records. Officials there say clerks can begin issuing the licenses June 16th at 5:01 p.m. That's exactly 1 minute after the state Supreme Court order legalizing same-sex marriage takes effect. An earlier notice from the same office said the new licenses could be issued at the start of the business day, June 17th. The presidents of three Central American countries will be in the Central Valley tomorrow for a meeting with California farmers. For years, farmers have been complaining about a labor shortage. At the meeting, the growers will talk with presidents of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. They'll talk about how to cooperate to bring guest workers to harvest crops. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
California farmers are slowly starting to accept a tough political reality. The Ag Jobs Bill to legalize undocumented farm workers already here keeps failing in Congress. So they're looking more seriously at how to band together to apply for legal guest workers. Most California growers have avoided the controversial guest worker program because it requires filling out reams of paperwork and often delays harvest of time-sensitive crops. So by meeting with Central American presidents, growers are hoping to avoid those snags, says Manuel Cunha. He's president of the Nisei Farmers League.
So that when we need to bring guest workers in, let's say for next year, we're ready to go. And we've done and crossed all of our T's and have made sure that transportation is correct and that housing is accurate and that the qualified people have been screened.
At this weekend's meeting, growers also hope to hammer out an agreement so the Central American countries can train workers needed to pack fruit, drive tractors, and harvest crops in California. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
The constitutional deadline for the legislature to approve the state budget is less than 2 weeks away, and Assembly Speaker Karen Bass admits there's no way lawmakers will make that deadline. Speaking before the Sacramento Press Club yesterday, Bass said Assembly Democrats have finished going through the governor's budget proposal, and they've rejected most of his cuts. That, she says, leaves a $6 billion hole, which Democrats hope to fill with new revenues, otherwise known as taxes.
We are proposing that we start by closing tax loopholes and also that we look back at some of the tax breaks that were given in previous years when revenues were better.
Bass declined to say which taxes Democrats want to raise. Any increase would require a two-thirds vote in the legislature and would likely face strong Republican opposition. California is some 18 months into a foreclosure crisis, and many predict it will get worse before it gets better. In Sacramento, lawmakers are carrying numerous bills to help deal with the problem and to prevent it from happening again in the future. But as Tamara Keith reports, some consumer advocates are raising concerns the legislation is being watered down.
At one point, there were some 40 mortgage-related bills in the legislature. Not all of them are still alive, and many have changed dramatically, as is common in the legislative process. A bill that did go through this and is now praised by both consumer and industry groups is SB 1137 by Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada. It has special protections for renters who are tenants in foreclosed homes, and it requires mortgage servicers, the companies collecting payments, to speak directly with homeowners before launching foreclosure proceedings.
Many people told me personally that they could never get anybody on the phone to talk about their foreclosure. And in many instances, they didn't even know who was holding the mortgage anymore because it had been packaged and sold so many times.
Consumer advocates had hoped another bill, AB 69, would complement Parada's. It required mortgage servicers to report information about the types of loans they had. They would have to report whether they had worked out deals with homeowners to avoid default and in how many cases homes went into foreclosure. The State Department of Corporations would then publish the data so people could see how each individual company performed. Kevin Stein is Associate Director of the California Reinvestment Coalition.
We think that just having access to this information and making it available to the public and to policymakers would result in companies trying harder to work with borrowers to avoid foreclosure.
But mortgage industry groups argued that the information could be misinterpreted. The bill was recently amended. The mandate for collecting data is gone. And now information about individual companies won't be available.
The bill now does virtually nothing.
Kevin Stein is discouraged.
To to think that the legislative response to the crisis will look like where AB 69 is now, it's just hard to imagine.
Assemblyman Ted Lieu, the author of AB 69 and another more sweeping mortgage reform bill, doesn't see it that way. He says it's too soon to judge the outcome when bills are still working through the committee process. He's got another bill, AB 1830, that takes on subprime lending, does away with prepayment penalties, and gives mortgage brokers a fiduciary responsibility to look out for borrowers. Earlier drafts of the bill also crack down on risky prime loans. Lieu says he'll have to take up those loans next year.
And I've never, ever seen any piece of legislation, whether it's in the state assembly or in Congress, that was virtually identical to the form in which it was introduced. But I think our bill, by holding firm to a lot of the core principles of reforming the subprime mortgage market, is an incredibly strong bill.
We're nervous about the direction that things are going.
Paul Leonard is with the Center for Responsible Lending, another consumer group.
There is definitely still hope for the bills going forward. But I think we're getting to the point where there isn't a whole lot of room for further compromise and further weakening of what's already there.
For the mortgage industry, this has been a year of unprecedented legislative attention. Dustin Hobbs is with the California Mortgage Bankers Association.
There is, you know, a need for reform in the industry, and, you know, everyone is everyone's on board with that. I mean, we're absolutely in support of a lot of bills. And there's some other bills that we may have had problems with before, but we're able to work through some of those, and we're now neutral on some of them, and they're going to pass, and we're not going to fight it.
The compromises this year with the mortgage bills and the additional compromises likely before the end of the session are nothing new. Assemblyman Ted Lieu says that's just the way it works in Sacramento. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
That's the California Report for Friday, June 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, Tom Krimkowski, and Jim Bennett. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are Jacob Fenston and Amanda Stupai. The editors are Kat Snow and Dan Brecky. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producer is Victoria Malleone. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Stephanie Martin. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.